This week's Torah reading is called Shmois, which means names. Very briefly, the story is that God chose Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, to be the leader to take out the Jewish people from Egypt. They were suffering over there, etc. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the tools that God gave him, went to talk to the Jews, went to talk to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to take out the Jewish people from Egypt. Now, Pharaoh was very angry. He didn't know what this God thing means. Actually, don't bother me. These people are slaves. They're building my cities, my storage cities. We did not build the pyramids, etc. And Pharaoh said, not only I'm not going to let these people go out, but I'm going to make the slavery even worse, harder than it was before. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. God promised he would take the Jewish people out of Egypt. He sent me to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. And now things became much worse. What kind of go out of Egypt, leave slavery is this? So at the end of this week's Torah reading, Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu presents a question to God that is not answered. The question actually is answered in the next reading, which is called Va'eira. The question is, in Hebrew, why were you bad to these people? Why did you send me? Like, from the moment that I was sent, things became much worse. In the next Torah reading, God answers, I did not show myself, my true self, to the forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc. I did not do that. I'm going to show myself right now. You will see, Moshe Rabbeinu, you will see. I'm going to take out the Jewish people from Egypt with great miracles, etc. And the rest of the story basically is known. Now, when we have a question in Torah, even though the question gets answered, like again, at the end of this parsha, we have a question. And then the beginning of next parsha, we have the answer. Even so, the question still remains a question. Because Torah is eternal, the questions are also eternal. That means that at some point, for us, the question also remains, so to speak. Why were you bad to these people? The simple teaching, very briefly, simple teaching we could say is like this. We are in Golus, we are in exile. We don't see the presence of God, etc. So we can actually request from God, demand from God, the same question Moshe asked. Why were you bad to these people? Why are you bad to us? We want Mashiach. We want the Messiah. We want to see the presence of God in all the world. Everybody should enjoy, like the prophet says, that every human being is going to serve God shoulder to shoulder, everybody together. We want to see this. Why are you bad to these people? The question is a good question, so we can ask Moses questions. But there's another teaching, a little bit deeper. Again, since the question is recorded in the Torah, that means that we can apply this question and we can learn something out of Golus, out of the exile. Again, the main thing is to end the exile. But since we live in the exile, we still have a question and we can actually do something with the exile. Just as God answered Moshe Rabbeinu, that the purpose of exile is that you should be refined in order to be able to actually perceive the presence of God. Again, God answered Moshe, I did not show myself to these people until now. I'm going to do that. But they had to go through the exile in Egypt. They had to go through the difficulties of their life in order to be able to appreciate the revelation of God. The same thing happens to us. The question that we should ask God is, okay, let's end up the exile. Okay, that we spoke about that. But a deeper question is, what can I do with the exile to perceive the presence of God? How can I use this exile to actually enjoy God? So in order to answer this question, let's look at the exile. And let's understand that if we actually exchange the difficulties of the exile with some other difficulties, automatically exile is going to finish. It's going to end. What am I talking about? The idea is like this. Just as we saw that the Egyptians, they made the life of the Jewish people bitter. That's how it's written. By murderers I am, by way of the kasha. They made the life of the Jewish people bitter. If we take this idea of bitterness and we apply it in a different aspect of our lives, by leaving, so to speak, that bitterness, we can actually exchange the bitterness of Golus, of exile, with this other bitterness and end the exile. Because the question of why were you bad is going to be answered by God showing himself. What's the bitterness we could use to exchange it with the bitterness of the exile? Our sages bring in the Zohar, in Kabbalah, in mystical teachings, that learning of Torah has somehow a taste of bitterness. Why? Because Torah is full of questions and answers. This rabbi says this rabbi said that. This way of understanding things, this other way of understanding things, it generates a bitterness in a person that I don't understand what we're talking about. If we dedicate our lives to that bitterness, not that learning of Torah is bitter, chas v'shalom, God forbid. What I'm trying to say is, if we make the tremendous effort to understand the Torah with its difficulties, that quote-unquote bitterness is going to actually nullify the bitterness of exile and bring God's quote-unquote answer of showing himself to us. Another thing that happened over there in Egypt was avodas parech, a very hard work, as I explained before. After Moshe actually went to speak with Pharaoh, the thing became worse, even worse. So we can understand this avodas parech, this terrible hard work, in the same way. We can leave exile in a terrible hard way, or we can exchange this hard work with something else. With what? By serving God beyond our custom. If I'm accustomed to actually learn 1 hour a day, so why don't you go beyond yourself and you learn 1 hour and 1 minute? Go beyond yourself. Get out of your comfort zone, so to speak, in your service to God. If you're accustomed to actually give tzedakah, and you give charity, and you give a certain amount of charity because you feel comfortable with that, so why don't you give more? Start living the service of God, quote unquote, in a hard way. Not because it's a hard work and it's so terrible, I don't want to do this. No. Go beyond yourself. Leave your comfort zone and really serve God as he wants, not as you want. This would exchange by leaving this hard work in the service of God. This will exchange the hard work of the exile to bring finally the answer in the next reading, so to speak, that God gave Moshe Rabbeinu. You will see that I will take these people out of Egypt and adapt it to our lives. You will see that I will take you out of all the difficulties. I will take you out of this exile with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days.